I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was good. It was good coming into town on, what day was it, Sunday night. Coming back, you know, knowing Poe was coming back. Everybody was asking me, is Poe going to be back? Is Poe going to be back? So, you know, obviously having him back is awesome. You know, we were, I hit him up yesterday and I was like, man, I'm excited to be back on the field. So, it's good. Well, obviously he's a big part of this defense, you know, when he's not here, it's different. It's different whether if it's making calls, getting guys lined up, making plays, being a leader. You know, it's different. That's a guy I feel like you can't replace. So you know, to have him back is you know, a big part of the puzzle that we have on defense, and just gonna move us in the right direction. Yeah. It's very special, very special. I think that I wouldn't be the player I am today without him, and I think it's safe to say that he wouldn't be the player he is without me. You know, we just every single day, and I've told you guys this before. Every single day, we push each other. You know, night before big practice, you know, we're texting each other, giving each other energy. We're waking up early. We're lifting together, just setting the tone for the day. You know, I think that we just push each other. You know, we kind of always had that that underdog mentality, and so we just continue to push each other and, you know, let each other know that, you know, we're in here for one reason, that's to win a Super Bowl, and we're gonna keep working until we get that. Just a overall all around player. If you think about a safety, you think about a box safety, you think about a free safety. He can do it all. You know, he's 195 on game day, and he's just in the box, just fighting people. It's a dog fight in there. You got tight ends, obviously. You guys all know freaks in this league, 6'4", 6'5", 250, 60 pounds. You know, and they can run fast. So he, you know, he's in the box. He can cover, run, you know, run defense, run stopping. He can just do it all. And on top of that, he's going to communicate. He's going to communicate his ass off, and he's going to get guys lined up. And yeah, anything and everything you want in a safety and in a player. No, I think everybody, all players, understand the business of the I wouldn't say all players. I think as a young player, you kind of just coming in here trying to make the team, and you're clueless. You have no idea what the hell's going on. Just trying to learn the playbook. But I think the older guys, they understand, you know, what goes into it. It's a business. I think at the end of the day, just like you guys, are trying to feed our families, and you know, we want to be compensated for the work that we do. And so, you know, when a situation like that comes along, you know, we have full faith that, you know, representative is going to handle it, and obviously, you know, the people upstairs here are going to handle it. So, you know, it's none of our business, and we just, you know, continue to go to work and just, you know, have his back, because he's our teammate, and we know that when he steps back in this building and the bullets start flying, and you know, it's you know, Sunday or Monday or whatever day we play on, he's going to be out there battling with us.
Guys to step up, including
Well, I, you know, you just said Tre'Davious. Well, I think just first with him, I don't think anybody really understands that what he's been doing in the dark. You know, that boy he's been working. You know, I've been fortunate enough to see some of the stuff he's been doing. He's working his ass off, and I know I will put every single penny I have on Tre'Davious coming back being a better player, just because I'm that confident in him. And so I think that, you know, as a young guy coming in and seeing him work like that, working to get back, you have no choice but to go out here and compete and continue to work. So each and every year we talk about next man up. You know, nothing's ever going to change about that. You know, if guys get hurt, which is the nature of the league, other guys got to step in, and like we just talked about, it's a business, so you got to perform.
Your thoughts on Kyrie? How does he give you those Tre'Davious vibes being out there winning today?
Well, to be honest, I've been gone with the family, so. I missed him the week that I was here for the charity softball game. Rookies got in late, so I didn't actually get to meet him face to face. So I kind of wanted to meet face to face before. I didn't want to hit him up on social media. That's not me. I'm not a social media guy. I want to meet face to face. So getting here on Monday, I was able to meet him. And you can already tell he just listens. He pays attention. You know, I don't know necessarily like who he was coached, his upbringing, all that type of stuff, but they definitely taught him well, coached him well, because he's all ears. He's trying to pick you can tell as I'm saying stuff, he's taking mental notes, and that's how Tre'Davious was. You know, when he first got here, he was battling on the football field, which Kay's doing, but also just learning from his mistakes and learning from the older guys. Yeah, he just said, watch America's Got Talent. He just said, watch that tonight. And I'm like, why? He's like, because I'm singing. I'm like, get away. Like, what? How does that even – you can't even say – I don't know. Is he really on it?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are being for real. Yeah. With some other Bills? I thought he was lying. I don't
–
maybe – I'm sure when you guys are posted on Twitter or Instagram, I'll search it or something. I don't know. I'll search it for Isaiah. John, chill out, bro. I got an account. I'm just not on it 24/7.
I know you're excited to see Jordan, but Shaq, back in the
mix. Ty Crane, yeah,
here.
Yeah. First defensive line, it's amazing. It's amazing to see those guys up front, you know, big bodies, guys are going to be working, getting after the quarterback. And obviously as a DB, you'd love to see that. Ball got to get in the air, and that's what we do best, is take the ball away. And then, you know, having a guy like Shaq back, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. Just his personality brings so much joy to the defense and energy. And, you know, he's going to be working his ass off to play at a high level, and there's, you know, going to be a lot of guys in the D-line competing for jobs, so they're all going to bring out their best.
Two more. What about
Von Miller? As soon as we got that signing, I was really excited. I was really excited. Just a couple years ago, I knew that his name was kind of in the mix of coming here. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but having, you know, a guy with the experience, the playmaking ability that he's had, you know, you got to be excited for that addition.
There's not a lot of time to kind of sit back and watch, you know, how much you guys have progressed. When you got here to where you guys are now, and the expectations, and how hard you guys work, and how high you expect for the season to go. Like, what do you think about that transformation?
Maybe one day when I'm done playing, I'll look back and relive the moments that we had, you know, throughout this whole process. But right now, you know, we're all just focused on getting better. You know, we had, you know, some personal success. We've had some team success over the last couple of years. But I think it's safe to say that you know, not just us, but the community, and everyone's dying for that ultimate goal. And so, you know, that's why you bring in guys like Vaughn, you know, guys that have won Super Bowls and stuff like that, to kind of, you know, have that experience and let guys know how it is and what needs to be done to get there. So, yeah, maybe one day I'll look back, but, you know, right now we're all focused on just trying to get better and take it to the next level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.